215-263-6700. I give you the phone number because this is mind-boggling to me. People who want to take care of your children and post sexy photos of themselves on those websites for you to find a babysitter.
So you're saying that's not how to get a job?
Well, I mean, honestly, girls, do you know who's doing the hiring? No woman in her right mind is going to hire the sexy girl when she's got a husband at home. Like, you don't dangle that in front of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyone that's seen any entertainment news knows nothing good can come. How many times do you have to hear about the Ben Afflecks of the world?
And the reason this popped up, Dave, is because Jana Kramer, she's married to a guy who has a history of infidelity with her. Okay. So he's cheated on her in the past and they have children. And so she kind of went off about this. She was like, if you're an attractive young nanny looking for work, don't post an attractive picture of yourself on the websites like care.com or, you know, citysitter.com and things like that. Because it, seriously, I sent a few of them to you because I'm a member of one of these sites. Okay. So I sent a couple of the pictures to you of girls that I would be doing a search in my house by myself and I would be laughing out loud and yelling at these girls. Like, put a top on.
Right. See, and as a guy, these pictures you sent me, I'm going to cancel my Tinder and my Bumble, and I'm just going to join care.com.
Well, that's just it.
Girls are amazing.
Right. It should almost be like a dating site because some of the pictures that these girls put up there are
Oh my gosh.
And then all the hair and around, they're like covering part of their face with their big, beautiful blonde hair. And like,
and I assume most of the people that are going on here hiring are women.
Yes.
Right?
And guess what? Like, no mom wants their babysitter to be prettier than they are. They just don't. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to come home to the sexy sitter.
Yeah. And you know, I don't have kids or wives, so I can't speak to this personally. But I would assume, even though guys might think it's a great idea, you do not want to have a hot nanny walking around. You don't.
From a female perspective, I do not know. Because you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You're asking for trouble. 215-263-6700. Maybe you've noticed this, too, or have a story of your own.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So we're talking about nannies and babysitters and whether you want to hire a hot one or not.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm 28. I got a daughter on the way in 2 weeks.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, exciting. I've seen enough videos to know, but that's definitely something guys are looking for. So,
I don't know what you mean. What kind of videos are you talking about?
We know, Dave. You don't go there. Don't incriminate yourself, buddy. It's all good. From Border Town. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Weigh in on the babysitter.
So I said my grandmother. What better to watch your children than your grandmother, where grandparents spoil their grandchildren, so you know you're going to get fed, you know you're going to get to do stuff, and you know that there's going to be no funny business between any of the family members because you're all family.
There you go. From Drexel Hill, good morning, Dan. We're talking about hot nannies.
I don't know. See, I had a babysitter when my kids were younger and highly recommend it. And I don't know, she was a young, pretty girl, and my wife felt very uncomfortable with her, so it didn't work out, and I wind up having to very nicely tell her that, you know, we couldn't use her anymore.
So that's interesting. You were the one that had to do it all.
Yeah, she left it up to me, I guess. You're very uncomfortable, but yeah, I mean, it just didn't work out.
That sounds like a test to me.
I know it is.
Right? If the wife was like, all right, Dan, honey, you decide whether you want this sexy girl to keep watching your kids.
Right. And you're right. She used to call me, are you at work or are you at home? I'm like, I'm at work, honey. I'm not at home.
Passed the test, Dan. Well done, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.